Hello fam. Welcome to this podcast titled Magical Experience Podcast. Spring break is a time for the university community to enjoy and drink a lot. All students stretch their legs to the warm beaches after a long winter. But in a more controlled way, it can be discouraging for a more mature audience that wants to do the same. So, in today's episode, we shall be talking adult vacation. Spots you should avoid while on spring break. So, if you're not a college student, what should you do in the spring? There are no adult recreation facilities during the spring break. You don't have to go anywhere else to deprive yourself of the rest and relaxation you deserve. There are ways to minimize the upset of students so that you can continue to enjoy this sunny getaway. 1. See adult hotels. This means that in traditional hotspots such as Cancun or Miami, many hotels have age restrictions. Children under the age of 25 cannot rent a room. Not only because it avoids the battle of dealing with students' trouble, but also because we understand that people like you want to enjoy the sun. However, this age limit only applies to the person who rented the room. So, if you want to bring your family, you can. 2. Avoid hotspots. There are many specific areas in which students like to gather. If spring break could make all the difference, avoid these adult escapes. If you go to a place where there are no students, such as a quiet beach a little further away, you can have a much better time without worrying about the noise. 3. I often complain. There is now a decline in liability. These kids are just for fun and they won't hurt you or cause you any trouble, so don't overdo it. But if your vacation is ruined, feel free to complain to the manager. When you complain, they often do something about it. Either it's in the form of a reward or it takes you away from them. Don't go out of your way to ruin their vacation, but you shouldn't be a mess and let them ruin your vacation. After all, moderation is the key. Many adult resorts may become too hot and should be avoided during the spring break, but you can find a way around these issues. It is cumbersome and requires extra planning, but you have every right to have fun in our resort on the sunny beach, so do your best to make your vacation enjoyable, and relaxing. Vacation for spring break, not just for college kids every year, when spring comes. Everyone decides to go on vacation. It is popular during the spring holidays, especially during the school holidays. But many people, not just students, do this time without breathing in rejuvenating. So, whether you're a college student struggling to make a living or a college student living simply to earn a living, spring break can be a challenge. Even if you are having financial difficulties, there are ways to spend your spring break. You have to make sacrifices, and even if it is not as big as you would like, a short break can change the world and is often worth it. If you are looking for a way to enjoy your spring break, here are some tips to help you. 1. Examine your monthly expenses and see if there are areas where you can reduce them. Most people spend more than they think. Many small things on the moon can actually be added. So, if you have any of these additional costs, reduce them and use this money for the holidays. The more money you can save, the longer your vacation will be. 2. Make all reservations before the start of the spring break. Because spring break is a busy holiday season, scheduling spring break can be a little difficult and expensive. Booking flights and hotels in advance can save you a lot of money. 3. Avoid eating out and look for hotels with their own kitchens. Or at least find a hotel with an in-room kitchen. Eating in the city is one of the most expensive aspects of a vacation, so avoiding food in the city can help you spend more money on other things. If possible, buy basic supplies from your local store, like bread and a sandwich. 4. Go in groups if possible. If you travel in a group, whether it's college friends or family, you can often get hotel discounts, plane tickets, and more. This is especially important for students, as they often meet friends at the destination. However, traveling together will be much cheaper. Planning a spring break can be difficult. This is because it is a popular holiday season. Most travel-focused items, such as hotels and airline tickets, are more expensive and harder to find. However, if you plan ahead and are financially wise, you can get the vacation you need with little or no impact on your bank account. This will give you a well-deserved and necessary break. Ways to save for your vacation in hard times. You have to be very careful with your money in these difficult times. That's why I hear a lot of people say they want to go on vacation, but they can't afford it. We all need a break to recharge and rejuvenate, but once all the money is in our account, we do not lose expenses because the holidays are not cheap. Even if you live on a salary, you don't need to take the time to enjoy it. There are several ways to save for the holidays. We spend much more than we think, and if we start reducing these additional costs, we will have a better vacation by the end of the year. 1. Avoid fast food. On the way to work for a coffee, I feel like going to a local fast food restaurant, but it's growing fast. Instead of buying coffee on the way to work, try making your own coffee at home. It is faster and much cheaper because you can do it while it is ready. 2. Avoid eating out. Similar to the first point, but much broader. If you are looking for a way to save on vacation, this might be your best option. Buying a burger on the way home from work can be quite expensive. Not only is it expensive, but the food in the city is unhealthy. If you try to eat only home-cooked food, you can save money and take care of yourself. 3. Make order in the house. We all have old things that we don't need or don't use now. They lie around and take up space. Instead of dusting these items or throwing them away, you can sell them. Garage sales can make amazing money. After all, someone's misery is someone else's treasure. Not only can you get rid of these unwanted items, but you can also make a lot of money. 4. Save your changes. People like to ignore the change, a few cents and a penny. Who cares? They can say and quat, keep your balance and quat. It looks trivial, but in the end it is expensive. Every coin you toss throughout the year can add a little. 5. Cut out unnecessary things. Even people with a smaller budget often buy things they don't need. The thing about this is that we know what we buy, that we do not need. Discipline yourself because no one will do it for you. When you go shopping, write a list of things you need and buy only what is on the list when you get there. Do not waste money on what you do not need, instead save them. Thanks for listening. Bye.